Now that you got the album all put together, set to drop on the 27th of this month, you guys have released a single, Victim. Is there anything special that you can tell me about that single? Why did you pick that one for the single off the whole entire album? What's so special about that one track?
I think it just ended up being the one that you know, everybody got behind. You know, we kind of put it out as like testers to some industry people, some friends, and that kind of thing. And it just got kind of the best response. I mean, it's a good kind of universal song, I think, as far as the topic of it, you know. It's kind of, to me at least, you know, and it's vague, I guess. It's open. It's kind of about a realization of being in a place that you maybe didn't know you were. And you know, you're realizing that, you know, it's not a good place, and you need to get out of it. You need to kind of just check yourself. And I think it's something that a lot of people could sympathize with, or at least agree with, that they're in that place in their life that they could better themselves and they need to wake themselves up and get out of it, you know. And I think it just worked out that way, man. It's just a cool driving song. It's not, you know, it's a nice mid-range. We have some heavier ones, some softer ones. It's a nice kind of good introduction, I think, for the band. Like, here's a good well-rounded idea of what we sound like.
Along with that, where do you see your band in 5 years? I mean, what's a goal? Do you want to do this for the rest of your life? Are you guys all gung-ho? I mean, what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, that's what it is, man. Yeah, we just we got some great managers behind us. We're on Razor and Tie out of New York, and they've been incredible to us, man. They really get behind us and pushing us a lot. And we're stoked, man, just to keep putting out records. You know, we just put this one comes out September 27th, and it's like our first, you know, real, like, you know, label debut. This is the first time we've been on the radio and that stuff. So the idea is, yeah, just to keep kind of, you know, being a powerhouse. That's the idea of the band. It's called Man-Made Machine. You know, it's five guys. So, you know, we're trying to just be a powerhouse, be a machine, and just keep, you know, making rock and roll. So that's what it is, man.
ManmadeMachineMusic.com, your website where you can find out more about the band. Can they purchase the record right there? Where can they get the record when it drops?
You know, the record is actually for pre-order on iTunes right now. You can get it. The video's up there. The single's up. You can get the single right now, and then when it drops, I believe it should be, you know, a lot of retail. It should be most places. You know, I don't have like a list in front of me, but it should be around, man. It should be pretty easy to get.
Since you guys are fairly new and you're on tour, I honestly never asked this question because it's a cliche, but I kind of wanted to know. Since you guys are on the East Coast, you're far away from home. Is there any weird tour stories? Anything crazy that's happened so far since you guys have been out on the road?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Man, anything weird? I don't know if there's anything normal that's going on. Not sure, man. You know, we definitely like to party it up. I don't know if there's anything that I can think of if you put me on the spot like that.
Nobody's been in jail. Nobody's gotten some sort of chlamydia. Nobody's died yet.
Nobody's dead yet. We've all had our fair share of throwing up and all that good stuff, you know, from drinking too much. But we're all taking care of each other. Shoot, man, I can't think of anything. I'm sure right when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to think of something. But yeah, like, nothing off the top of my head, man.
Well, and you guys got plenty of dates left, so I'm sure if it hasn't happened yet, it probably will. All I'm going to say is have bail money ready, dude.
No doubt, man. We will. It going.
Can't thank you enough for your time, man. It really means a lot to me and my show and my radio station. And I know you're busy out there on the road, and it's a great opportunity to talk to you. And I got real high hopes for your band out there, man.
I appreciate it so much, man. Back to you, man. I appreciate it so much, and thanks for the love and the energy, man.
You bet, man. Get back to Phoenix in one piece, and I'll be crossing my fingers for you.
This is Joe from Man-Made Machine. This is our new single, Victim, on Rockstar Radio.
Just get me out of here. I think I found the fear in you again. I hear you loud and clear. It's getting hard to see when you offend.